We'll go back to golf. Lady walks into the clubhouse and she's going, oh, ow, oh, ow. One of the guys at the bar goes, what's wrong? She says, I got stung by a bee between the first and second hole. He said, your stance is too wide. The next one is about two golfers and the gentlemen are out and they're playing golf. And there's two ladies ahead of them and they're really just taking a long time. And the guy says, why don't you go up front and ask those ladies if we can play through? He said, no problem. He gets about halfway up the fairway and turns and walks back and says, hey, that's my wife and my mistress up there. I can't say anything. Can you go up there and ask them if we can play through? He says, sure. So he walks about halfway up the fairway, turns around and walks back and goes, it's a small world, isn't it? Guy walks into the clubhouse with a big knot on his head going, oh, Jesus Christ, somebody help me. Get the doc out here. Guy says, what's wrong? He goes, ah, shit. I was playing out there by the ninth hole and they have that cow pasture over there and I knocked a ball over there and I'm looking around and there's a lady that's lost her ball out there and she's looking around. I look up and I seen a ball in the cow's ass. And it wasn't mine. I lifted up the tail and it wasn't mine. I said, hey lady, does this look like yours? And she whacked me in the head with a goddamn club. This man finds out his wife is cheating on him. And he's so pissed off, he decides that he's going to have a hitman go after her. He's not like Robert Blake. He's not going to take her to dinner. Honey, I got to go back to the restaurant. I forgot my gun. Somebody shot her. So the guy believes his wife is cheating, and indeed she is. And he's so angry, he wants her killed, and he goes to a hitman. And the hitman says, well, it'll take me about a week to case her, because, you know, when I kill her, I don't want to be caught. So I just find a time when it'll be real good to knock her off, and it's $5,000 a shot. He says, well, if you're good as you say, it's going to cost me $5,000. He said, indeed, it'll only take one shot. He said, well, I want the guy that's screwing her to die too. He said, well, that's $10,000. He said, and I want to watch it. I want to see it. I want to see him die. He said, well, that's all right. I'll let you know after I case him what's going on. A week later, he gets a phone call. Guy says, all right, meet me at the Central Golf Club. They meet at the golf club. They're having drinks at the country club. And he goes, we got a tea time. You're playing golf with me today. He said, I don't want to play golf. I want to see my wife and her lover die. He goes, just play golf with me. It'll be okay. They get on the back five. And the guy takes out a high-powered rifle with a scope out of the golf bag. He goes, now let me show you something. Lines it up at a condominium over the way. He says, your wife is in there right now getting screwed by that guy. Here, look. Look through the scope. He goes, oh, my God. Just shoot him. Kill him. Kill him now. And the guy takes the rifle and he starts lining it up. And waits a minute, starts lining up and waits a minute, starts lining up again. And the guy says, what are you waiting for? Shoot him. He says, hold on. With the guy with his head in that position, I can save you $5,000. Guy hears about the greatest sex you can have, an exclusive place with only one woman, the best sex you can have in the world. It costs a lot of money. You only hear about it through the right referrals. The guy indeed gets an appointment. A limousine picks him up and takes him to this huge mansion. A butler greets him at the door, has his favorite drink waiting. He's in a nice little sitting room and in walks this knockout of a lady, just a woman that you just, oh my God, it's just beyond belief. She sits down in the seat next to him and they chat a little bit and then she says, okay, let's get down to business. You came here for sex. What would you like to start off with? He said, well, I've heard so many stories about you. I'll tell you what, I'd like to start off with a hand job. She says, well, that's $5,000. It's $5,000 for a hand job. That's a lot of money. She says, you see that limousine you rode over here in? I bought that with the hand jobs I've given. He said, okay, let's see what you can do. Oh, when she's finished, he goes, my God, I've never had sex like that. It's just incredible. She goes, go with the butler. He takes a shower, has a beautiful robe ready for him, his drink fixed. He comes in and sits down and she says, so did you enjoy that? He says, I want to tell you something. That's the best sex I ever had in my life. I can't believe a hand job could be that good. She said, well, thank you. What would you like now? He says, well, let's go for a blowjob. She says, that's $10,000. He says, $10,000? That's a lot of money for a blowjob. She said, hey, you see this mansion? Blowjobs built this mansion. She proceeds to blow him, and it's the absolute best sex. He can't believe it. Again, the shower. He comes out the robe. The drink is ready. She says, now that you've enjoyed that, what would you like to try now? He says, well, let's go for the big one. I want to screw you. She says, come here. I want to show you something. takes him to the window. She says, you see that shopping center over there? If I had a pussy, I'd own that. Lady's having some trouble with her three kids. The problem with the kids, they curse. They curse morning, noon, and night. They're just little foul mouths. That's all they are. She talks to her husband. He says, well, go to the psychiatrist. See what he has to say about this. So she tells the psychiatrist the problem, and he says, let me tell you something. Your children are getting into a very bad habit. And what you have to do is physically discipline them. Physically discipline them the minute they say a curse word. And they will soon associate violence and pain with cursing, and they will stop doing it. Well, she thinks that's a bit extreme. She discusses it with her husband that night before they go to bed, and he says, well, you know, try it. Let's see what happens, all right? She says, well, we'll try it the next morning. So the next morning, three kids come down to breakfast, and she goes to little Tommy, the 8-year-old. She says, Tommy, what would you like for breakfast? He said, give me some fucking pancakes. Slaps him in the face, knocks him on the floor, picks him up, runs his head in the refrigerator, and kicks him in the ass. Goes to Timmy, the 6-year-old. What would you like for breakfast, Timmy? He said, give me some fucking pancakes. Smacks him in the face, knocks him on the floor, picks him up, runs his head in the refrigerator, kicks him in the ass. Goes to little Joey, the 4-year-old. Joey, what would you like for breakfast? He said, I don't know, but don't give me none of those fucking pancakes. Two girlfriends go to the circus together, and after the circus, they're hanging around, and they're talking to some of the performers, and one little midget and one of the girls seem to be cozying up, and when they go back to the hotel, the one friend goes in her room, and she notices the midget goes into the other room with her friend. And all night, she just hears, 1, 2, 3, ooh, 1, 2, 3, ooh, 1, 2, 3, ooh. Well, the next morning, they're having breakfast. She says, well, you must have had a good time last night. She goes, no, it was very frustrating. She said, what are you talking about, you and that midget? You must have had sex all night. I kept hearing it. She said, what are you talking about? I kept hearing, 1, 2, 3, ooh, 1, 2, 3, ooh. She goes, that was him trying to get up on the bed. Okay, now this is my idea of a great joke. This guy decides to have a chicken farm. And he's got all these chickens, but none of them seem to get pregnant. And all the roosters he gets just can't seem to impregnate the chickens. And he talked to a vet about this, and the vet says, well, what you might have to do is go to a friend of mine that has a ranch, and he breeds super-duper roosters. They fuck. Guaranteed. Very expensive. The guy says, well, I got to do something. I got to get these hens pregnant, man, or I'm not going to make no money. So he goes to the place where they have the super duper roosters, and it costs a lot of money, and he gets the rooster, and the rooster's inside a little cage, and it just keeps going, pussy, 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 pussy. Guy's going, my God, that's a horny rooster. I get back to the farm, and he opens up the cage to let him into the coop there, and that thing is out of that goddamn cage in the coop before he can believe it, and he's fucking every chicken in there. Pussy, 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 pussy. But he's fucking them to death. That's the problem. He's fucking the chickens to death. He goes, God damn, it's fucking my chickens to death. And it's done with the chickens. It fucks his cow to death. It's fucking the sheep and the bulls. He goes, Jesus Christ, this fucking rooster's ruining me. I'm going to get a gun. I'll kill it. He's looking for the gun, and he hears his wife go, ah! He runs out, and his wife is dead. She's been fucked dead by the rooster. He goes, I'm going to kill that son of a bitch. He walks outside with that gun, and he sees a buzzard up in the air. And he looks down and sees that rooster, and he walks over, and he goes, yeah, you did it, you little bastard. You fucked yourself to death. The rooster goes, shh, pussy. Guy's wife, who he's truly loved for the last 10 years, has had some mysterious illness, and it doesn't look good. He's at the hospital every day, and they don't know what's wrong with her. Tubes are inserted. They've been looking and searching. They don't know what's going on. He got a call at work from the doctor, and he shows up at the hospital, and the doctor said, listen, I thought I'd call you because I know you really love your wife, and she's going to die. She doesn't have but a few moments left, so I think maybe you should go in and spend those last minutes with her, as I think you would. And he holds on to the doctor's hand, and he goes, thank you. He's got tears in his eyes when he walks in the room, and the tubes and machines are going, and he walks over, and he sits on the edge of the bed, and he goes, honey, puts his hand in her hand. If you can hear me, just squeeze my hand a little bit. And he's not sure if she's really squeezing or not, but he thinks she is. And he goes, well, I got to say this one way or the other. I've loved you to death. You are my life. I would switch places with you now if I could. And if there's something I've never been able to do for you, I'll do it for you now. I'll do whatever you want. If you can hear me, if there's anything I can do for you. And suddenly he feels her hand tighten. And he sees her lips move. And he moves up and he puts his ear right next to her lips. And she says, eat me. He said, your request, darling. And there in the hospital, he slips his head under her gown and proceeds to do what he had never done when they were married. And she starts to twitch and jerk. And all of a sudden, he hears machines making noises. Tubes are coming out. And he feels her hands on top of his head. And all of a sudden, he sees his wife getting up out of the bed and dancing and singing. And she opens the door and runs down the hall. And he starts to follow her. And the nurses are grabbing her. And she's alive. And the doctor says, my God, look at what happened. Quick, get her. Let's give a quick checkup. And the guy just starts to cry. And the doctor says, my God, we just looked at her vital signs. This woman's in complete great health. And the guy just starts crying and crying. He says, mister, I don't know what you just did, but whatever you just did saved your wife's life. And the guy just starts crying more and more. And he said, mister, you saved your wife's life. What are you crying for? He said, I could have saved my grandpa. Man is having a tough time in life. He's been fired from his job. His wife has left. He's going bankrupt. Everything bad that can happen to a man is happening. He's hanging around at a bar having a few drinks. There's really nobody there. He's just thinking, my God, maybe I'm just going to drink my brains out tonight. That's what I'm going to do. He needs to go to the restroom, so he goes into the restroom. And when he's in the restroom, he's at the urinal and he hears a little psst, psst. And he looks around and there's a little guy, a little tiny guy all dressed in green. I said, can I talk to you for a minute? He said, well, yeah, I guess so. He says, I'm a leprechaun. He said, Jesus Christ, I'm so drunk I'm seeing leprechauns. He goes, no, I'm a real leprechaun. Can I talk to you for a minute? And the guy says, well, yeah, sure, who cares? He stops peeing, puts it in, zips up. Leprechaun says, listen, I'm a leprechaun and I have a terrible curse upon me. But if you help me break the curse, I'll be restored to normal size and have a regular life, and you will have $10,000 immediately delivered to you. The guy said, yeah. He says, buddy, let me tell you something. You're going through a real tough time in your life right now, and you need that money. And this is something that just happened that's not supposed to happen, but this is your chance if you want that money. The guy starts thinking, well, Christ, it is pretty wild, and I could use that money. He says, well, how do you break the curse? He says, well, this sounds sort of offensive to you. But naturally, if a curse was easy to break, a person could do it. He says, but the curse is, I gotta fuck a man in the ass. He says, oh, Jesus Christ. The leprechaun says, listen, I couldn't make something up like this. Look at me. I'm little. I'm all in green. And I'm telling you, if you go to the back stall, drop your pants, and let me just fuck you, the $10,000 will appear. The guy says, mister, I'm down and out, and I do have a bad time. And he said, sir, this is not a dream. This is reality. It will happen. What do you got to lose? So he goes to the back stall, drops his pants, and he bends over, and he goes, okay. When suddenly feels an insertion. Oh! Ow! Ah! Oh, goddamn! For a leprechaun, you're awful big! Jesus Christ! Oh, where's the money? Where's the money? And he hears that voice go, you're a little old to be believing in leprechauns, aren't you?